Blog Talk Radio.
I am yours and you are mine, come what may. A love like ours remains divine, come what may. Even though we're miles apart, you're living in my lonely heart. At night the teardrops start and all the long, long day. I got your picture near me since you went away. I plant a kiss upon your lips each night and day. Bear in mind and you will find a heart that is true. And I'll be here with you on one may.
I need somebody to say yes or no. Can you guys hear me? And hello? Hello? Okay, good deal. All right, there we go. It's always nice to know the mic happens to be working today. That does help, makes it easier. Okay, we have got some fun coming up because these are all fantastic songs. And it took us like half the usual time to get the songs together. And it didn't take but maybe two-thirds of the time to put them in the computer because they're just all right there. They're all easy. It's just, things were clicking. And it's going to be great. So, and yes, I know the consensus is we like Elvis' version better. That's what it always is. Okay, so we don't need to say it, all right? We just need to listen to the two different versions of each song. And a lot of these songs, these two versions aren't the only versions. You know, there's some of them. In fact, there's one of them I wrote down quite a few of the artists that did it. And I didn't write down 10 or 15 of them, but I wrote down, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I wrote down 8 different singers that did them, and I didn't write down another 10 or 15 that did them. So that song is very, very popular, and we're going to play it. We're going to play Slim Whitman and Elvis doing it, but I'm going to tell you the names of the people I wrote down that did it first, and I learned it. Oh, gosh, I first heard this song when I was a kid, and I don't know if you'll recognize the name or not, but I heard, yes, we have a couple of Tiny Tim songs if we've got time. I'm not sure if that's good or if it's torture, but I think it's great myself. I think he's funny. But because he does that voice on purpose, and that's what I think is so fantastic. He has that talent. Okay, first off, right up top is Slim Whitman doing Last Farewell.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails, far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than a spoken word could tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than a spoken word could tell. I heard there's a wicked war ablazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be the last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than a spoken word could tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than a spoken word could tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than a spoken word could tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than a spoken word to tell.
Ta-da! Now he did that pretty darn well. He really did. But now you know what we've got next. Is Elvis doing Last Farewell, the alternate take. So here we go with that.
As a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor, tomorrow for old England she sails, far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dear, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word. Death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea. I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands, and the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mess roll to the dead. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, more dearly than.
Falling in love. take my whole life too. For I can't help falling in love with you. For I can't help falling in love with
you. All right. That is, dare I say it, a classic. Yeah. When you think of a love song that Elvis did, that's probably one of the first ones that comes to your mind. Not the only one, but one of the first ones that comes to your mind. It's one that just, it's always there. It's always there. And it's always good. It's always appropriate. Yeah, we love it. It's fantastic. And he did a great job on it. He really did. And so here is Elvis doing it with the Royal Philharmonic. Yeah, that's a sire. You know, that's one that always makes you want to sigh. You go moony-eyed over that one.
Moony-eyed, okay.
Moony-eyed, yeah. Oh, moony-eyed. Hey, how are you doing today, girlfriend?
I'm good. That's pretty good.
You didn't drown yesterday then, huh?
No, I tell you, that was a lot of water. Lots of water, but...
Oh, yeah.
Right, we needed it, but we didn't need to be drowned. I mean, did I tell you it was 15 inches of rain?
Holy moly. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah,
wow.
It was pretty rough. But anyway, they had a lot of roads shut down here yesterday morning and when all this happened. And over in Dallas, too, it was pretty bad. And a lot of wrecks and a lot of homes, you know, got floated away. And that was pretty bad. But anyway, we don't need any rain for a while.
Wow. I guess not. You need to have some of this dry up. You know, if we got 15 inches of rain in 1 or 2 days, there wouldn't be a lake shore. The beach would disappear, and we'd just all be in the middle of the water.
Yeah.
In that case, I would be glad for my 8-foot-high porch. You betcha.
Yeah, I'd try.
I need to have a rowboat tied up to the porch railing.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a clue from Noah and tie me a rowboat up to the... Oh, golly, I haven't thought of rowboats in I don't know how long. Been in a canoe before and didn't like it. I'm not real crazy about canoes. They're not really safe. Well, they're not really stable. Unless you get one with a fairly flat bottom, they rock a lot. And you need to get your balance. It's a whole different balance than you have, like, in a pirogue or a rowboat or even a bass boat that's real, you know, high up on the water and not so high up on the sides of the boat. A canoe is a whole different ball game. I am not a fan. We had a canoe, so I was in a canoe 2 or 3 times, and I said, okay, that's enough. You get a rowboat or a rubber raft. I'll go with a rubber raft, but I'm not getting in that canoe again.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
He took me at my word for a change and got rid of it, so that's all right. We let my sister take it out fishing once. She liked it. Tina's crazy, though. She likes just about anything that has to do with hunting and fishing. A girl, hunting and fishing. She goes pheasant hunting every year, and she bags them. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
I am in awe. I am in awe of my little sister. I swear, she's fantastic. And you go over to her house, and she'll be sitting out on the patio cleaning her gun.
Oh, my word.
My kind of girl. I swear, my kind of girl. Okay. Okay, we got a fun one for our next song.
Okay.
It's from Slim did this one in 1970. And this is an example of Elvis doing his version first and then Slim Whitman doing his a little bit later. Slim did this one in 1970, and he yodels in it. He yodels in it. When my blue moon turns to gold again.
Memories that linger in my heart, memories that make my heart so cold, but someday they'll live again, sweetheart, and my blue moon again will turn to gold. Those lips that used to thrill me so, your kisses were meant for only me. In my dreams they live again, sweetheart, but my golden moon is just a memory. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay. together, were the sweetest stories ever told. Maybe we will live them all again, and my blue moon again will turn to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay.
About there on the end wasn't exactly yodeling, but anyway, he can yodel and he does a dang good job of it too. So anyway, that was Slim Whitman doing that in 1970. Now Elvis originally did that song in 1956, so you can't say that he copied Slim Whitman on it. Okay, the version we're going to play here is what Elvis did from the 68 comeback special. So here is that.
Well, the memories that linger in my heart, memories of Q Stevens with hope. Well, you know, someday they're gonna live again, sweetheart, and my blue moon again will turn to gold. Well, when my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns clouds away. Well, when my blue moon turns to gold again, back within my arms to stay. Well, the memories that linger in my heart, memories are gonna make my heart go cold. Well, you know someday they're gonna live again, sweetheart, my blue moon again will turn to gold. Well, when my blue moon turns to gold, the rainbow turns to cloudy rain. Well, when my blue moon turns to gold again, back within my arms to stay.
Yeah, I think you can safely say he did a pretty decent job on that. Don't you think? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he did. We can all agree on that. Yeah. Yeah, Elvis, you did a pretty good job on that one. We want you to know that. So we're sending that message out to you. All of us. Right?
Right.
I think I can say that. If I can't say that, too bad. I said it anyway. 1956 he was singing that way, and that was the 1968 comeback special version. So he was still singing it 14 years later, 12 years later. Yeah. I can't do math when I'm tired either. That's how it goes. Rain does that to me, you know, it really does. Okay, this is Slim Whitman, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. And I'm going to tell you this right up front. His version is different than Elvis' version. Slim Whitman kind of, in some places, uses a different melody line. You know, different notes on a few words, you know, whatever. It's different, okay? So we already know it's different. So listen to it for what it is and appreciate the job that Slim Whitman did on it, because he's good. He is good. So here is I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been. your cheek. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad when you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, the fields are fresh and green, I'll take you to your home, Kathleen.
You know what I mean by different. Slim does things his own way. He does them his own way. And he can hit those high notes. Oh, my God. I'm surprised my windows didn't crack. You know? It amazes me how high that man can get. You know, really. Think about it. Sheryl Nielsen is the only other one that I can think of off the top of my head that can do that. Wow. But both of those guys, Sheryl Nielsen and Slim Whitman, you look at them and you think baritone. You do. You think baritone. You know, and JD is about the same height, and he's that low bass. You know, and he just, and the other guy that he went to Oak Ridge Boys. Anyway, doesn't matter. I can never remember his name. I can see his face, and I can hear his voice, and I can never remember his name. But at any rate, you look at Sheryl Nielsen, and you look at Slim Whitman, and you think they're baritones. And then they start singing. And out come these beautiful, clear, high tenors. And you start wanting to check out those vocal cords, wondering where the heck is that voice coming from? You know, it just never ceases to amaze me. It never ceases to amaze me. That's why I listen to Slim Whitman, because it amazes me. I am just in awe when I listen to that voice coming out of that big, tall guy. It just, wow. It's such a surprise. It really, and it always has been. Ever since I was a kid, it's always been a surprise listening to him. Man. Okay, well, here we are going to listen to the official version of Elvis singing, I'll Take You Home, Kathleen.
I'll get coordinated in a minute. I'll take you home again, Kathleen. Across the ocean wide and wide, to where your heart has ever been, since first you were my bunny bride. have left your cheek. I watch them fade away and die. Your voice is soft whenever you speak, and tears bedim your lovely eyes. Oh, I will take you home, Kathleen. Shall feel no pain, and when the fields are soft and green, I will take you to your
thinking that song was in a movie, and I'm just not sure. I know Katie, Beautiful Katie, was in a movie. It was a World War, well, about a couple of clowns in World War II cutting up and being stupid. But they sang that song when they're getting ready to leave on the ship. They were writing songs. And they sang Katie, Beautiful Katie. And I keep cross-referencing to I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. But I think Kathleen was in a movie. I just can't think of what one. And, yeah, that does irritate me. But that's how it goes. I'm just going to have to be irritated because my brain is not working in that direction. Okay. Here is Slim Whitman doing a song that we are so used to hearing Elvis sing. It's kind of like you hear Slim sing it, it's like, oh, okay, I guess other people can sing this song. Mm-hmm. You wonder sometimes, you know, you wonder. So here's Slim doing A Fool Such as I.
Don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now you say we're through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now, now you say we're through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
You gotta love that voice. I think it's amazing what he can do. Man.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Okay, now here we have got Elvis version, of course, since that's what we're doing. And this, I can't decipher whether this was remixed in 2018 or posted in 2018. I don't know. But JD starts it, so here you go. With JD, A Fool Such As I. Starts it or comes into it. Anyway, JD's in it. We get to hear JD.
Pardon me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye. Don't be angry with me, should I cry? When you're gone, yet I dream a little, dream that years go by. Now and then, there's a fool such as I. Now and then, there's a fool such as I have come over you. You taught me how to love and how you say that we are good. I'm a fool,
but I love you dear until the day I die.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
Yeah, and you can hear JD at the end, too. Him and Elvis doing those last few phrases over and over. That man's voice just added something to it, didn't it? Just nobody can get that low. There ought to be a rule. There ought to be a rule. But I think it's so fantastic to listen to him when he goes down and hits the basement. Then he keeps going and hits the sub-basement. And sometimes he keeps going and hits sub-basement too. And it fascinates me. It just fascinates me to listen to his voice. It's like, my gosh, how does somebody make their vocal cords vibrate like that? Unreal. He had a special gift. He did. He had a special gift. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Here is good old Slim. And did I write down who did this? I didn't write down who did this originally. Roger Miller, I think. I'm not sure, but I think it was Roger Miller. Anyway, here is From a Jack to a King.
from a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a queen and walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regrets I stacked the cards last night, and Lady Luck played her hand just right and made me king of your heart. For just a little while I thought that I might lose the game, then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eyes. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won the queen. You made me king of your heart. For just a little while I thought that I might lose the game, then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won the queen. You made me king of your heart.
Wrong Miller. I got the wrong Miller. It wasn't Roger Miller. It was Ned Miller that had the original hit with that. So, I remember hearing that every day. Every day. It was a good song, but I did get tired of it. I don't have to be tired of it anymore because you never hear it anymore unless I play it. So we're gonna do that now and again, you know. Hey, a little country, and that, you know, today's show. Have you guys noticed today's show sounds like a country show? The music would all fit in the country music genre. So genre. A little bit of this, and we'll go out. I brushed my teeth this morning. Anyway, I love this song, but you do get tired of it after a while. You know, you really do. And we heard Sydney Devine sing this when we did the Sydney show a couple weeks back. He did this too. So here we go with the one that everybody's been waiting for, saying, shut up, Jenny, and play it, is Elvis doing takes 4 and 5, From a Jack to a King.
1, 2, 3, 4. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to wedding ring.
Start again.
From a jack to a one
more.
From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played a ace and I won a queen. I walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regrets I stacked the cards last night, and Lady Luck played her hand just right. You made me king of your heart. Oh, for just a little while I thought that I might lose again. Just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to
queen. Are you made of me king of your heart?
La da 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 la la da 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 da.
Just a little while, I thought that I might lose a game. Oh, but just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring. I played I won the queen.
You made a making of your heart.
Shit. Yeah, shoot. Okay. Those little things. I always notice those little things. Did you guys realize who that voice was that kind of chimed in there towards the end?
Yeah, I heard someone. I couldn't tell who it was.
Willie Nelson.
Ah, okay.
Now, whether Willie was there or not, or his voice just got kind of dubbed in there at some point, I don't know. But that was his voice on there. So,
okay.
Let's see. Somebody's asking me a question that I do want to answer. Why? Just because I'm that way. And what was it? I don't know. I'm just going to put what we always called it. I can't remember the call letters of the radio station I worked at for 17 years. Figure that one out. No, don't. I don't want to know the answer. I just really don't want to know the answer. Okay. Now, next it's going to be something. Now, come up. Are you going? No. You got to start right, Jennifer. What the hey are you up to? Okay, there it is. Okay, here is a song I was going to tell you. Slim Whitman and Elvis were not the only ones that did this song. Okay. Olivia Newton-John recorded this song. Willie Nelson recorded this song. UB40 recorded this song. Roy Acuff recorded this song. Ferlin Husky, that's where I first heard it, recorded it. I ain't even going to go there. Anyway, Ferlin Husky recorded this song. And Salty somebody recorded this song. Sons of the Pioneers recorded this song. So this is a very popular song. Very popular. Everybody wants to record it. When you hear it, you'll figure out why. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. In the twilight glow I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew again. Love is like a dying air.
Nelson doing that. I mean, I heard Ferlin Husky. He did that in 1946, I think it was. But I used to hear it when I was little. And I mean little. I just remember that song coming out, and it was way later that I found out it was Ferlin Husky that was singing it. But there's been a lot of people singing it. And I think of Willie Nelson when I think of that song. I think of Willie Nelson. It was very, very popular when he put it out. And that's the one that we always played at the radio station, was Willie Nelson. So he wasn't the first. He wasn't the best. But he was the one that got all the airplay. Okay, fine. They didn't ask me. I didn't get to express my opinion. I just had to hear it. So there you go with that. And there was a yodeling version that Roger Tibbs did. I think he was the Idaho yodeler. Anyway, he did a yodeling version. I do have that, but I'm not playing it, because next I am playing the live version that Elvis did.
has left the building. Thank you and good night.
Da, 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 da. I thought that would be appropriate to go ahead and play that whole thing clear through. Just because that's how they ended that particular concert. Anyway, now we go on to, let's see if I remember correctly. This was done by Engelbert Humperdinck. I love that name. There is something about that name. When I was in high school, it was difficult for me to say. Not because I couldn't say it, but because it was like, well, you know, teenagers. Anyway, Engelbert Humperdinck. I just, my God.
That's not his real name.
I know it's not.
Two other names.
But it's the name he picked.
Yeah.
No, I know it's not his real name, honey. But, you know, there aren't a whole lot of actors and musicians that use their real names. Especially from back then, most of, not all of them, Elvis Presley is case in point, not all of them changed their names. Some of them used their real names. And good old Engelbert tried it, and it didn't work. He wasn't getting anywhere with his real name. That's why he changed it. And then it helped. I mean, you know, who wouldn't go and try to see somebody with a name like Engelbert? You know what I mean? Who's going to pick that name, you know? But it worked for him. It worked for him. So it was a good decision for him to not use his real name. He tried it, and it didn't work. He tried a different name. It didn't work. So he landed on Engelbert. And I have no idea who thought of it, but they hit the nail on the head with it because it worked really, really well for him. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I don't know where I keep all this stuff in my brain. It just kind of floats to the top when I need it most of the time. Sometimes it just stays and says, neener, neener, neener. You know this, and I'm not letting you see it. So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm innocent of all charges. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, right.
Golly Moses. Anyway, here is a song that was released by Engelbert Humperdinck, and this is Slim Whitman doing it, and then we'll hear Elvis doing it. Please Release Me.
Please release me. Let me go. For anymore, to waste our lives would be a sin. Oh, release me and let me love again. To cling to me.
Okie dokie. So there was Slim Whitman's version. Now we're going to hear Elvis' version.
Okay. Oh, yeah!
Turning and say, let me go, you're hurting my wrist, let me go. And you start trying to run, and he's hanging on, let me go, let me go. You know, I think God just had a spare brain that he decided to put into my head. He didn't check it out first. It wasn't quality check. He just stuck it in there and said, let it fly, whatever. She can deal with it.
Oh, hell yeah.
My brain comes up with some of the strangest things, darling. It just surprises even me. And I've been with it all my life. See, like that. I mean, you know, hey, no, see, normally at 18, they change your brain, right? Well, they forgot me. I was standing behind the door, and I said, no, I'm happy with this one. Leave me alone. Okay, there you go. And if anybody's falling on the floor laughing right now, that's okay. Just don't hurt yourself. There you go. All right. Here's one that this is something we don't hear very often. Now, Elvis did this. Slim Whitman did this, okay? But we don't hear it. Why don't we hear this song? I'm not sure, but we don't. It just doesn't get played, you know? So here we go. Slim Whitman, It Keeps Right On A-Hurtin'.
I cry myself at night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. the pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. Yes, it keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it, I don't think I can go on, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. They say a man should never cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory. It keeps right on the hurt since you're gone. Yes, it keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it, I don't think I can go. It keeps right on a hurting since you're gone.
Yeah. He does a good job with that. I mean, that he puts a real country feeling into it, you know. He just, that was more his genre than anything else was country. That's where he kind of, that was his niche. That's where he fit. So, let's see what this one does. This might be country. It might be a little rock and roll. You know, it's, we'll see. Take one and two from Elvis.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you've been away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my empty dreams instead, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it, I don't think I can go. Since you're gone, he only the lonely I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. I've seemed so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my empty dreams instead, and it keeps right on a hurtin' since you go. It keeps right on a hurtin' every minute of the day. Every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go home. And it keeps right on a hurtin' since you're gone. They say a man ain't supposed to cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. Through the pillow where you lay your head, now hold my empty dreams instead. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day. Every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go home. And it keeps right on. Since you're gone, yes, it keeps right on a hurtin' since you're gone.
Pretty dang good. I think we can give him a gold star. Yeah. You know, like you used to do when you were in kindergarten. I didn't go to kindergarten. I never got any gold stars. I want my gold stars. Yeah, like that's going to happen. Okay. Anyway, here we go. Now, this is a shorter one, but I like this. I like this song. And you just don't hear it very much. You don't. This is Slim doing Mr. Song Man.
Here's another time for you, Mr. Songman. Sing the loneliness of broken dreams away. If you can, yes, it's only you and me, Mr. Songman. Take away the night, sing away my hurt, Mr. Songman. In your ivory-colored palace, safe behind your walls of glass, you keep staring back at me like a memory from the past. Won't you sing me away to a summer night? Let me hold you in my arms again. I know memory's not reliving, but at least it's not the end. Here's another dime for you, Mr. Songman. Sing the loneliness of broken dreams away. If you can, yes, it's only you and me, Mr. Songman. Take away the night, sing away my hurt, Mr. Songman. Won't you sing me away to a summer night? Let me hold you in my arms again. Take away the night, sing away my hurt, Mr. Songman.
All right. good job on that. He really did. You know what I figured out? Where did that go? It was right here. Oh, crumb. Don't type over things that you typed. It doesn't work. It really doesn't. You lose stuff. Okay, there we go. But I was listening to that song, and I figured out what's wrong with my brain. Its filters are broken. Its filters are broken.
Its filters are broken.
Whatever goes in comes out. It doesn't go through a filter first. It doesn't say, maybe you shouldn't say that, Jenny. Or maybe it would be better not to say that right now, Jenny. It just kind of, oh, go ahead and say it. What the hey?
Well, I'm sure glad you figured that out.
Yeah, my filters are broken. Yeah, I need new filters. They got holes in them. Things just kind of slide right through. Yeah.
Well,
where did that come from?
Which side of you should I stand on?
Take your pick, honey, because no side is any safer than the other. It's all the same, so no problem. And if I'm going down, I'll take you with me. How's that?
Oh, God.
Okay. Let's play Elvis singing Mr. Songman. I think we like that.
Sing me away to a summer night. Let me hold her in my arms.
sweet.
Do one more.
But it is sweet. I like it. I like it. It's a good song. Short song. Good song, short song. Yeah. Okay. All right. Next is an Olivia Newton-John song. Okay? That both of these guys did. So, must be a good song. Hey, you know. This is If You Love Me, Let Me Know. Just open your mouth and tell me.
Oh, take the chains away that keep me loving you.
You came when I was happy in the sunshine. I grew to love you more each passing day. Before too long, I built my world around you. And I prayed you'd love enough for me to stay.
If you love me, let me know. If you don't, then let me go. I can't take another minute of a day without you in it. If you love me, let it be. If you don't, then set me free. Take the chains away that keep me loving you.
Hold me closer. The hands that run their fingers through my hair. Oh, the smile that says, hello, it's good to see you. Anytime I turn around to find you there. It's this and so much more makes me love you. What else can I do to make you see? You know you have whatever's mine to give you. But this affair for one can never be.
If you love me, let me know. If you don't, then let me go. I can't take another minute of a day without you in it. If you love me, let it be. If you don't, then set me free. Take the chains away that keep me loving you.
Right. Olivia would be proud. She would. And Slim did that in 1974. Okay. I didn't look up to see what year Elvis did it, but here's his version.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This next song is a song that was recorded by Olivia Newton-John, and it's called If You Love Me, Let Me Know, and If You Don't, Then Move It.
Came when I was happy in your sunshine. I grew to love you more each passing day. Before too long, I built my world around you. Yeah, I pray you love enough of me to stay. So if you love me, let me know. If you don't, let me go. She takes another minute of a day without you in it.
the arms that open wide hold me closer, the hands that run their fingers through my hair, the smile says hello, it's good to see you,
hear you,
anytime I turn around to find you there. Much more than makes me love you. What else can I do to make you see? Lord, Lord, you know you have whatever's mine to give.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There you go. He does a good job on that. I was wondering, Olivia Newton-John, how's that going? He did a good job. I like that. And that was live. So that's even better. Hey, live performances, rehearsals, yeah, it's all good. Home recordings, it's fantastic. I love it. And I'm glad that we got all that on tape. It's all recorded. That's fantastic. Okay. Hey, guys, you know what I just figured out, too? I figured something else out, and it's a coffee. It's the coffee. It's the coffee. Because I reach for something, and it's like, how come my hand is kind of delayed? It feels delayed. It's not really delayed. And it's kind of like, okay, I feel this way after I drink a beer, and I'm a very lightweight drinker, and I don't like beer, but once in a while with fish and chips, really, really super cold beer in a frozen mug is okay, and I never finish it, but, you know, I get that buzz off of that, and it's like, okay, whoa, and things just take a second to catch up with your eyes, you know, like that. I figured out how to do that without drinking alcohol. Don't have anything to eat. Then open a can of peaches, you know, with the syrup on them, sugar syrup, and make some strong coffee. Blueberry flavored coffee is really good. A big mug, and drink the coffee and eat the pears in the heavy syrup, and see what happens. You're going to start flying because it's just, your body can't deal with that. Well, my body can't deal with that. I feel like I've been drinking tequila for, you know, 2 or 3 shots, and that's all it takes. But, yeah, I'm sitting here going, why do I feel strange? And then I figured it out. So I'm relegating myself to water. That's where I'm going now. It's water. I need water. I need to dilute this and get it out of my system. So I don't like this feeling very much. I never have. That's why I don't drink much, because I don't like this buzzy stuff. And now I know my coffee. Oh, my coffee does it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you got to remember to eat some toast. Got to do that. Soak that stuff up. Okay, here is Slim Whitman doing Just Call Me Lonesome.
Why must I love the heartless one? Oh, never know the harm she's done.
blossom from now on. I climb the stairs up to my room, but no one meets me in my room. The silence tells me she's gone. Just call me lonesome from now on.
Saying, oh, hurry up and get done with this. You know, it was just kind of monotone, and I lost interest. What can you say? Hey, you can't like all of them, I guess. But here's Elvis' version, the alternate master of Just Call Me Lonesome.
Why must I love a heartless one who'll never know the harm she's done? No, love is blind, I should have known. Just call me lonesome from now on. I climb the stairs up to my room, but no one greets me in my gloom. The silence tells me she is gone. Just call me lonesome from now on. Let me die. What good is life when hope is gone? Just call me lonesome from now on. Just call me lonesome from now on.
That was good. I didn't get bored with his version. It was all right. I didn't wish it was over. That's a plus. That is a plus. Now, here is Slim Whitman doing something that going to say anything. Here's Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true. The willow plays love's sweet melody, but all of those vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, you're part of me still. Though you my thrill on Blueberry Hill. The wind in the willow plays love's sweet melody, but all of those vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, you're part of me still, for you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Okay, that was Slim Whitman's version. Now we'll hear a real version.
I found my thrill. Where I found you.
Okay, guys. And I'm going to have some songs left that are going to get played on Thursday. Okay? For right now, yeah. Oh, I'm just going to say, surprise!
Whatever he did to this song.
Oh, tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll become tiptoe through the tulip with me. From the garden, by the garden, on the willow tree, come tiptoe through the tulip with me. Knee-deep in flowers we'll pray, we'll keep the showers away, and if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, you pardon me and tiptoe through the tulip with me.
I had to. But now, I will say thank you for joining me. Thank you for getting through Tiny Tim. And I hope you all have a good night. Stay safe. Stay well. And come back on Thursday, because we've still got some Slim Whitman and Elvis songs to do on Thursday. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've still got 5 songs, which makes 10. So don't miss out. It's coming on Thursday. We're going to finish up what we've got, okay? So you got to come and listen. And, hey, Take care of yourselves, guys. But thank you all for being here with me. Thank you, everybody out in internet land that came to join us. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm not so sure about the Tiny Tim stuff. Some of you probably did. Some of you probably didn't. I hope it made you all laugh. I mean, you know, if you didn't cringe, you could have been laughing. He was good at what he did, and he got paid well for doing it. So give him points for that anyway. So, hey, guys, I'm going to play something that Carolyn asked me to play the whole thing, and I'm going to. It's Elvis doing If I Can Dream. So may God bless you and keep you. May God make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Love y'all. Take care. Bless. See y'all Thursday.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why, oh why, oh why can my dream come true? Oh why? And understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining, oh, everyone tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why won't that sun?
Thank you. Good night.